Detection of a dense CO jet in the evolved protostellar phase, by Somnath Datta et al. Jets and outflows trace the accretion history of protostars. High-velocity molecular jets have been observed from several protostars in the early class zero phase of star formation, detected with the high-density tracer CO. Until now, no clear jet has been detected with CO emission from isolated evolved class I protostellar systems. We report a prominent dense CO jet from a class, ISOS G205S3, HOPS 315. T_ Bohr approxy meteorite light year 180 kelvins, spectral index approxy meteorite light year 0.417, with a moderately high mass loss rate, approxy meteorite light year 0.590 m·10⁻⁶ m_Odo-yr⁻¹, estimated from CO emission. Together, these features suggest that G205S3 is still in a high accretion phase, similar to that expected of class 0 objects. We compare G205S3 to a representative class 0 system G206W2, HOPS 399, and literature class 0 ISOSIS to explore the possible explanations behind the CO emission seen at the later phase. We estimate a high inclination angle, approxy meteorite light year 40 ms, for G205S3 from CO emission, which may expose the infrared emission from the central core and mislead the spectral classification. However, the compact 1.3 µm continuum, C·18O emission, location in the bolometric luminosity to submillimeter fluxes diagram, outflow force, approxy meteorite light year 3.260 m·10⁵ m_Odo·1 ms·1 per year, are also analogous to that of class I systems. We thus consider G205S3 to be at the very early phase of class I, and in the late phase of high accretion. The episodic ejection could be due to the presence of an unknown binary, a planetary companion, or dense clumps, where the required mass for such high accretion could be supplied by a massive circumbinary disk. This was detection of a dense CO jet in the evolved protostellar phase, by Somnath Datta et al.